Let me lead you through something real quick before Nasser is going to come and share a word with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, and 18. I don't know if I have this. You might grab your Bibles. I literally just said this to Dina. She's amazing, but sometimes I push her. 2 Corinthians 4, 16, 17, and 18. I want to just read these three verses and pray them. And then I'm going to open up a moment for you guys to speak, and then we'll bring Nasser up. So, in 2 Corinthians 4, the book of 2 Corinthians by Paul is one of the most personal books. There's many that are. Philippians is like that too, but he's really talking about his sufferings quite a bit. The glories of Christ and the sufferings that he goes through. And if you want a good theology, apostolic theology of how to overcome in suffering, how to embrace that and to walk through, 2 Corinthians is such a great book for that. But here's one of these great passages where Paul, he'll say this in another place too, but it says, "So we do not lose heart," in verse 16, "for though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen," there you are eternal. So here I have these verses up here, and I just want to pray through them one verse at a time. I'm going to say something, pray it, if you agree with me, and hopefully receive in your spirit and your heart. The first thing in 16 is this call to we do not lose heart. Again, if anyone could have lost heart, it would have been Paul. Paul's Saul got a successful Pharisee ministry, resisting the messianic movement, has a donkey experience where he's knocked off light and his life is changed forever. He's preaching the true Messiah. It's glorious. He gets visitation to third heaven, and he's being beat like no one else but Jesus that we know. He's going through so many sufferings. He's going to list it about seven chapters later in chapter 11. So when he says, I just want you to have some context, light and moment, when he mentions about not losing heart, sorry, he's got plenty of opportunity to lose heart, and so do we. Okay, let's just be honest. We've got opportunity to lose heart, to lose faith, to lose focus, because one too many, it's like the straw that breaks the camel back. The enemy does one more thing. We get one more trial, whatever it is, but he's trying to get us to lose heart. We've got to maintain heart. And what that means is to keep that faith, to keep that solid faith and the joy that's undergirding it, that's in a future grace. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my friends here that you would help us not lose heart today. Lord, that though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed by day. I pray the inner renewing would outweigh the outer wasting. By a miracle, everything in the world and the devil tells us, focus on the outer wasting, and we lose the focus on the inner renewing. I pray day by day, renewal, God, would fuel our hearts to embrace the outer wasting to where we do not lose heart. I pray we could endure, we could be faithful, we could actually have joy and peace and overcome in the midst of the war zone. God, give me and my friends and my family grace to not lose heart. In Jesus' name, amen, everybody. Amen. 17, I just said it before, I preached on top of it. For these light and momentary afflictions are preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. That's amazing verse. Not only that he's saying light, I made that point. This guy's being, read 2 Corinthians 11, stoned, beat with sticks, da-da-da-da-da. Bat, rough stuff, losing disciples, crazy deal. But the principles there that I want to pray into you, that you would know, that I would know, that these afflictions right now are earning for us, is that what it says, are preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison. Not one frustration, not one suffering, not one yes when it's hard to say yes will be forgotten by Jesus Christ. Your Father will honor everything. You don't earn your salvation, you don't. But you can prepare and build up an eternal weight of glory. And what that is that in the groan, you give him glory. Then in the despair, you say, no, I praise. This affliction, that principle needs to get in it. It's an apostolic revelation that there's nothing wasted. I think that's what the enemy wants to do. This is a big waste. You're wasted, you're failing, whatever. And the Lord's saying, no, it's not a waste. You're storing up stuff in heaven. My economy is different than you think. The whole world's saying you're successful if you feel good, got good, and do, okay? He's saying that if you sign up with me, take up your cross, follow me, and there is this kind of wasting away and there's this affliction, you need to know this. It's momentary. Put an adjective. Is that what that is? My English is bad. The moment, it's what kind of affliction is it? It's momentary affliction. There's a shelf life on your affliction. That's huge to know because you think it's never, ever going to stop. And that's not true. It's momentary and it's not wasted. It's building something up in the heavenly realm. So, Father God, build this principle into us. We can say yes and we're amening and we're nodding and we feel it, the truth as I say it and we're affirming. But put it deep in our emotional. Lord, I pray our souls would submit to this reality. Nothing wasted. Our affliction's momentary. We win. You win. Resurrection will overcome death. The sufferings will earn an eternal weight of glory. Whatever that is, it's got to be above and beyond what we can imagine. Lord, I pray that all of a sudden our afflictions wouldn't be the things that lead us to despair, but we'd be seen as investment opportunities, building glory into the age to come. God, thank you for today. Thank you to today's, you've given grace to overcome the afflictions and that our afflictions and our response by faith can build something for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 18, and then we do this lastly. We look not to the things that are seen. What a great sentence. We're looking not to the seen, but the things that are unseen. And this is why we're doing this. Because the things that are seen, like my bleeding back and body and hurting soul, the stuff I see that my eye, okay, those things are transient. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Because of my new creationness and because of the reality of the unseen world and the reality that the age is going to change, everything that I see is temporary. I am a fool. That's what this is saying. I'm just going to say it clear. We are fools if our eyes are locked in on what is just seen. That's who's foolish on planet Earth. The whole Earth and science and the unbelieving Antichrist is saying you're a fool if you look to the unseen. Paul's saying it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. There's foolishness if you set in despair, if you set your eyes on what is seen. And there's beautiful things here. That's not, understand the context. Look at the stars and worship. Look at the glory. Look at the love of people. That's not, remember the context, okay? It's looking to the unseen that actually gives us actually the ability to see the seen in a different way. Yeah. And so it takes something to do this. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we're going to say in the next chapter. We walk by faith and not by sight. But it takes something. It takes a miracle for this to happen. Okay? Because every day you have to make the decision. So, Father God, I pray, help us. Break us through. So, till this into our... You talk about in Ephesians 1:18, this thing called the eyes of our heart. We've got eyes in our head, but we've got eyes in our heart. And so I pray, enlighten the eyes of our heart, and that you would have a people that make the glorious choice to walk by faith and not by sight. Do a miracle in us right now to set the primary view of our life is on the unseen. Breaking off the foolishness, breaking off the attack of the enemy and the draw of the worldly system that we should only look at what's seen. That reality is determined that Lord, break that off of us. And we just pray, God, we would have a view and a vision of you in your heavenly throne. The word of God would determine reality by us. And Lord God, we transcend the feeling-based life. Lord, we love you, we bless you, and we set our eyes upon you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for letting me pray that into you. Real quick, before Nasser comes,